This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolle.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. Rego Solar was founded in 2012 by Dato' Ray Tan with a mission of building a more sustainable world by making renewable energy a way of life. From a banker, he pursued his degree in solar engineering and proceeded to establish Rego Solar. And talking to us more about the company is the CEO, Dato' Ray Tan. Dato' Ray, very good to be speaking to you. Very interesting. You're a banker, decided to do a degree in solar engineering. But why did you start this business?
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Ms. Freda. Okay, the story is back to 11 years ago. So as you know, I study this medicine. So I worked in bank 10 years as a sales. So that's why I'm very talkative, very teacher, very on this one. This one is my style. So one day, I bought my first house in 2010. So I moved in very happy because it's my first house. So my daughter coughed until at the hospital. Me and my wife forced to wear masks to sleep every year about 2 to 3 months, especially the weather very hot at time. So the peat soil, the agricultural land near to my house. So every year the smoke was rising from the peat soil. So I really, the whole family suffer, even the neighbor suffer. So when I look at the sky, it's very polluted. I'm thinking, what can I do? But at the time, I don't know what to do until 2012, 2 years later. So I look at solar energy, ain't not bad. It's a green energy, it's a future industry. Then as well as myself can become an entrepreneur. So then I go and take a solar courses. So luckily also I'm qualified. So now I can design the whole power plant with my endorsement. So then so enthusiasm, so have mission when I start my own business, right? So not so smooth because if majority of SME bosses are, so they really don't know what is business. Okay, example, whoever, if they have a product, so let's say you know how to chow kway teow, example. So then you still open a business, then you sell kway teow. So the other way is I don't have product at all. You have product, then I take your product, go and sell. So as a trading. So normally we so-called business. But in business, not so simple. So quite lucky when 2017, I get my MBA, EMBA in Shanghai, China, right? So I grew over 10 times. So from a strategy, management, HR, account, even capital, all this is a fundamental of a business. So normally, a normal businessman, not like US, Europe, so they really study what is business. Even they got an MBA before they start doing business. So after they got an MBA, then they will become an executive at a company. So practice. Then a few years later, maybe become senior, even manager, then become GM, then one day director, then until certain level, they are so-called qualified CEO of the company. So this is normal US people, normal developed country, they are manage their business this way. So if the bosses really don't know business, they will acquire or they will employ a CEO to run the business, at least on operation side. So because of small company, we can't afford and we don't have the idea at all to hire a CEO. So then ourselves normally is a founder, also a CEO. So I can tell you, very lousy, don't know what is it. So so quite lucky lah, when 2017, I get to know what is business fundamental at least. So I start to practice from strategy. We decide what we should do, what we can't do. So until the product strategy, talent strategy, even customer strategy. Then after this 4 strategy, then we have a budget forecast, you have a key performance management, marketing, accounting, even creative, plus the last capital, which is very important to run your business faster, more smooth. So this is the fundamental. Okay, go back to why I'm doing solar is because this mission. So I always tell our company, we have one mission we call sustaining the world with green energy. So I can just explain to you last for your info. So if without this mission, so I won't be in solar, I can tell you. So first of all, our job are not easy. Every time we have a rooftop, so very hot, so very dangerous. I tell you one day, one of my staff is a ladies engineer, fall down from the roof. At that moment, I think I should change industry. It's not right industry maybe for me because it's too dangerous, too hard to do. So luckily with this mission, I keep thinking. So every industry also have their pros and cons. Even they also dangerous. Example, construction people. So even manufacturing, they have a machine. Maybe their employees ahead get cut. So even one of my clients is under food industry. One day the gas ammonia came out from the equipment. So right. Their staff also admitted to hospital with ICU. So I can say so, every industry, they have a risk over there. So if you're talking about solar, very, very hard to do. So whoever doing roofing, even dangerous, more dangerous than us. So we can still stand on the roof to construct our solar installation. So they have to stand on the purlin, so to construct the roofing. So if the roofing guy don't want to do, that means whole world don't have roofing. We don't need to have a shelter anymore. Because of that, I think back, luckily I have this mission, so I should continue with my, in Chinese we call like a tall summer. Why I'm doing this industry? Because of a green. This is what I want. If talking about earning money, so much way, so much business you can do, not necessarily in solar. So then later on, in order to achieve this mission, our company have a vision. Our vision is to become a world-class solar EPC company. As you know, our core business is solar EPC and engineering, procurement, construction. What do you mean by world-class means definitely you have to be big enough. Big means you have such a competitiveness. Mm-hmm. Then you have a talent. Then your company must be a reliable responsibility, even with a good quality QC, all this. That's why we have a vision to sustain the world with green energy. We have the vision to become a world-class solar EPC. So definitely in business, it's quite realistic. Either you success, either you feel you get killed by others. So that's why we still have this mission. That's why we can't kill by others. So we have to do, we not say so, we go and kill others. So we have to sustain, we have to keep on. So we do a lot of things, even differentiation, we do a lot of things. Right. So then in order to achieve this mission and vision, our company has two core values, definitely to make sure we can success on this journey. So number one is integrity. So we will say that, especially people and people, without the trust, without the integrity, we can't work long. Even with customers, suppliers, employees, all these. So that's why we form our first core value called integrity. Then second is continued improvement. As you know, I don't know at all in solar. I don't know at all in business. So because of slightly learning, continue improve. So we still can sustain today. So how about who our employees is? Improve. So our suppliers also improve, our customers also improve themselves. So I think we quite easier to make this mission realistic, or we achieve this mission.
Right. I miss your mission. What was your mission again?
Sustaining the world with green energy.
Okay, sustaining the world with green energy. I must ask you, right, the last 2 years very challenging for a lot of business. What did you do in the last 2 years with the pandemic?
Luckily, we still survive. We were worth surviving. We last year, quite lucky, we just stopped for less than 2 months because of first MCO. So some project delay, but quite lucky is cash flow, no issue at all. So definitely go back to fundraising. I have some capital reserve. Then with the strategy, we have very good clients. So not everyone is our client. So because we are selling something that mid to high-end products, so whoever looking for the price, so we will filter on the first round already. Not we filter them, like they filter us as well. So right. Once they reject our proposal, means we can consider not suitable for us, not our qualified customer, because of we selling good quality products. So I always talking about business is very long terms. I always say, if you don't award the business to us, it's okay one, we're still a friend. So I'm most worried is when you award to us, we can't deliver in a proper way or you're not satisfied. So friend also, so even friend also cannot be, you know, because if and plus the introducer who introduced this customer to me also break all the relationship because of we can't deliver a good job. So Yao Sang Yi to my Mo Sang Yi is just a current time, very short terms. So but really a business is a long term one. For me, I'm still young. So if Take Mate is a benchmark. I still 60 years have to go, you know. So I don't know how to go through the next 60 years. When we're still in the market, still in the business. So luckily, when good customer, even though we stop project, right, the payment they still give us, So quite good lah. That means cash flow not an issue. So then customer, I quite happy is customer keep on recommend customer to us. So I give you one example. I do one customer in Johor, 1.4 million they award to us. They introduce more than 30 million. Even they put our logo in front of their buildings over the main roads. They say our solar system save 1 ton of carbon dioxide per day. So our logo is there, you know. So not even Johor, even Penang, all my clients, majority, they're willing to promote us. So I do QR resources per heart. First project is 1 million. Second phase, almost 30 million. So since the customer can repeat order plus recommend, means they are satisfied with our services. So this all I learned in MBA. Lah. So you must make sure customer satisfy all this. So it... because of attending the MBA classes, so I know that the capital is very important. That's why I do the crowdfunding. At the moment, I know that when capital is very important, but where am I? So at the time, I think that my company is still small. That's why I go crowdfunding. But I go until halfway, I regress, you know, because of this platform, supposedly it's more suitable for the startup company. They have idea. Right. But they don't have money, even bank also cannot loan them. Because at the moment, our company net profit already achieved 2-3 million. So we have some capital our own. So at the same time also, we can take a lot of bank loan from this bank. So at the time, I don't know all this, but I try. So I supposedly had to dilute 10%, supposedly. So I do until 5%, then I feel that not very right timing. First is we can get our fund others way. Then second is because I keep telling my clients our future so good. At the same time also, I got burden. I need to deliver what I promised to them. You know? So I need to go in fundraising. I need to go and deliver operation. So I worried long time go on. So this is my worry. That's why at halfway, I call stop. I said enough. Because supposedly to raise 3 million, until almost 1.5 million, I say stop. So better I go and do something on more to operation. One day, if you really can success an operation in our business, people will pump in their money automatically. You don't need to go and one by one to pitch. This is a fundamental because I just learned. I don't know the actual. Because if really one company, they really go and raise funds. So their full team is there. They're very, very stable. All the HOD is there. The full team is very stable. Even raise fund, not by CEO, it's by CFO, supposedly. So then I think myself, I just learned how to become a qualified CEO. Yes, definitely. Raise fund also one of the criteria or ability, capability to CEO. But at the same time, if I got CFO, if I got all the HOD on hand, so I think we're more smooth. So right now, that's why we go lead market for second stages. So after the crowdfunding first phase, so I think this also give me a challenge because I'm not qualified as Ace Market. I know where am I. So when you go Ace Market, you need a proper CFO. You need at least one third of the independent directors. So you need a very proper reporting quarterly, everything for me, still a course. So, and this all governance or corporate governance, all these courses are easily, if I go Ace, 5,000 a year, easily.
Right.
So I just make 2-3 million net profit a year. I pay 5,000, which is too expensive, you know. So that's why I'm thinking I go lead market. Lead market for me is another trying. After crowdfunding, second platform, even small, but another platform. So I think I can practice over there. So I calculate the budget forecast easily can be less than or around 100,000 a year only. So 100,000 we still affordable, what I'm thinking. So we can slowly build from there. So at the same time, so I'm going to find some qualified, suitable CFO. So then to make us maybe down the road another 2 years, we go Ace Market. So this entire picture.
It's very interesting how you are trying different platforms and to see what works. But we'll continue our conversation in just a moment. I'm here with Dr. Ray Tan from Rego Solar. A very interesting journey so far. And we'll continue our chat right after this. You're listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Because friends matter. BFM 89.9, the business station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
morning. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Dr. Ray Tan from Ray Gosola. And of course, I heard about them because of their equity crowdfunding exercise with Pitchin, where they raised $1.4 million and he decided to stop because he had other plans. And then, of course, he went through other process of fundraising. And now you want to go into ACE at some point, but you realize the importance of getting a CFO. Now, I just want to know a little bit about your other aspects of business. You have a green initiative known as ISAEC, Invest Safe, Earn and Clean Energy, right? How does this work and why this initiative?
Okay, so when you're talking about ISAEC, so a lot of people, they do investment, okay? But not necessarily they can have a green. So, for example, they invest on maybe plastic, so they can make a lot of money, but at the same time, maybe not green. So a lot of people, they go green. So they really put an effort to the green, but they are not getting a earning or saving something. So that's why we combine this. Ask customers when they invest, at the same time, you can save your electricity costs. Even you can sell your electricity back to the utility. At the same time, you can go green. That's why we take this ISAEC initiative to encourage more people. They do a proper investment. At the same time, they will go green. So basically, right now, a solar investor, right? So when they own a factory, so I always tell all these manufacturers or all these businessmen, they are very contributing to the society on their industry. Like example, I got one potential client, their bill is 10 million a month. Can you imagine 10 million a month? They have a total more than 10,000 employees. So they contribute in their industry. So they make a lot of jobs over there. But at the same time, they also use a lot of electricity from TNB. Once you buy electricity from TNB, TNB definitely using more towards natural resources like coal, fossil fuel, gas, all these are burning to give you power. So every kilowatt hour, easily you will emit 0.694 kg of carbon dioxide. So that's why we propose this ISAEC initiative to them. So you can try to reduce, maybe not all, but maybe 30% of your total consumption is using by solar. So you will reduce a lot. Like example, my house, every month I got 2,000 income from solar power. Right. So 2,000 is not very big amount, but every day I can save 20 kg of carbon dioxide. One day, 365 days, about 7 tons. So 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, my small little house has such a little contribution to the environment. When right. I construct for Mass Cargo Airport, they are one day reduced 10 tons of carbon dioxide. One of the clients, they are reducing 18 tons of carbon dioxide. Even I just finished off Nippon Paint, about 5 tons a day. So all this, they are very contributing to the environment. So at the same time, they also make money, so with a reasonable cost saving. So they are payback easily 2 over years to 3 over years, depends on what material you use. So it's quite good return, but you cannot compare to business, because business, definitely the risk is over there. You can handle the risk, you can make more money. So right. In solar, you can't compete business as usual, but not bad return from your IRR 18 to 20 something percent. So a lot of customers, they are acceptable with such a return. Even they can take loan from a bank. So they are more enough to pay the bank loan. At the same time, they can go green as well.
Right. You know, you have, I read that you have a total of 55 investors.
When I do crowdfunding, so total have 55 shareholder investors. So now include me and my wife founder. So total we have 57 shareholder. But the 55 just 4.85% of our total share. So why capital important? Maybe I share a little bit over here. So because in business, a very fundamental, if you look at one triangle, just like your nutrition on your food. So you have a basic carbohydrate. Then you have a protein, you have a mineral, even vitamin. So until the top is very little, but you need it as well. So but in business, the grounding, the platform, minimum you need is market mechanism. Market mechanism means you earn money from the market. You buy 1 ringgit of total cost, you sell 1 ringgit 20 cent, you will successfully make 20% profit margin from market. So this market mechanism, a lot of things you need to do from a strategy, from a talent, from a product, from everything, end up only 8 plus 8, 16. So then if you go up a little bit in the middle, we have capital mechanism. So capital mechanism, easy to make you differentiate, is 8 times 8. It's become 64. So you go up a bit is equity. Equity means you know everything on your share structure, all these. So the one will be 8 power of 8 is 16.6 million. So with the same 2 8, but two all different results. One is 16, one is 64, one is 16.7 million. So in the business, you must have these three foundation on your mind. Even you can say, I do it slowly from the market. But if you know all this knowledge fundamental, you can work together so very easy. Just like example, this equity crowdfunding very good on startup business. So like example, you have idea. Your idea is, just like Elon Musk, we can stay in Mars, example. We can migrate there. You only have idea. So, but you don't have any capital, any this track record. So you can write out a business proposal, structure up your equity, even capital, then go back towards on your market mechanism. So I will put out a business plan. I say that I migrate one person to the Mars. Company can make 10 million. So I target within the next 5 years, I can bring 100 people over there. So that means I got 500 million potential over there. Right now, I just need 10 million to start up on R&D, on build a rocket, build a homes over Mars. So that's why the equity and the capital will make your plan, your dreams, or your ambitions faster with their capital. So definitely all this investor is not stupid. So I always tell people, if you got such a good plan, right, you talk to 30, either you go crowdfunding or you go venture capitalist, you go and present 30 people. So see what their feedback. If they're willing to give you this money, why not you try? Because people is trust this train, or people is trust on you. So if people don't give you money, right, so you rethink back why people don't give you money. So you change accordingly. Until they give you money, so the successful rate is there. So this is the normal fundamental.
Right. Okay. Now the price of solar photovoltaic technology, PV technology, has been declining, right? How do you plan to make full use of this?
Definitely, more people will accept when the price is more commercialized or more affordable. But we still facing a problem in solar industry is because of a battery issue. So right now, majority we construct a big farm, right, is without battery. So when without battery, all the power generated, all the energy generation will follow sunlight. So that means when the sun is hot, so we generate more. So can you imagine if nobody is using the power over the hot weather? So then the power will be oversupplied. So that's why down the road, one more step is not hoping solar system, we call on-grid system, to bring down the cost. At the same time, we hope that the hybrid system or off-grid system include the battery system with the cost down, waiting the cost come down. So once the cost down, more affordable, I think solar will have another booming. So more people will need solar power, not even on the rural area or even on the city area, urban area. So everyone will be more, this solar power will be more flexible or more suitable to combine with the grid. So right now, we are more depending on the grid. So the grid also have a burden when more solar power kick in. So we must balance that with the battery on future. So I think with the solar price right now getting cheaper, so a lot of people willing to invest. And the system as well also more stable.
Right. Okay, so a final question, Dato. What do you see is the future of solar energy in Malaysia and also for your company?
Okay, definitely solar power in Malaysia will be a very bright future. So because of whoever install solar power over the whole consumption or over the whole rooftop, still very little, maybe less than 2%. So still a lot of rooftop area, free area, for us to install solar, but we just need one more support is battery storage. So not even in Malaysia, I think over the world also needed solar power because of the climate issue. So as you know, right now, no matter what you see, like fire, tsunami, flooding, all this majority is related to climate warming over the pollution. So we hope everyone can be more appreciate solar power or participate in the solar industry. So definitely in our company, not only we were doing in Malaysia, because Malaysia is quite small population, small market. So after the Baby Go listing, we will try to go to Cambodia, even Vietnam, Indonesia, even China. We will go abroad to bring our strength together with our expertise to serve overseas as well.
Right. So your business right now is B2B and B2C, right?
Yeah, majority is B2B now. So we're going to kickstart the B2C as well.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Ray. Good to speak to you. I've been speaking to Dr. Ray from Ray Gosola. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFF 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.